Earlier this year, it appeared the Parnell administration wanted out of the Plywood Palace. After mediated lease negotiations with the building's owners, Juno One LLC broke down. The state decided to seek new office space for the Labor Department's 300-plus employees in Juneau. But Chief Procurement Officer Vern Jones says the state only received four proposals. A committee reviewed them, and Juneau One successfully bid to keep 260 employees at the current facility. Mendenhall Mall owner Salmon Creek LLC won the bid to house about 78 employees. Jones says the labor building will need significant work to meet minimum state standards.
My understanding is that the building doesn't meet the natural light requirements, so there's going to have to be more windows. The air handling and heating ventilation system would have to be certified, and my understanding is that that would need to be replaced.
In addition, carpets and other surfaces will need to be redone. And Jones says the owners must prove there's no mold in the building.
Before we would sign off, you know, after the improvements are made, there'd have to be competent professionals certifying that there isn't any mold there.
The building's owners did some repairs and mold remediation before the state pulled out of lease talks in March. Jones estimates the remaining work could take several months, during which time employees would continue to work at the building. Kim Metcalf is a business agent for the Alaska State Employees Association, which represents many Labor Department workers. She questions why the administration wants to keep leasing the facility, considering its history of problems.
We've been through this before. There was water damage, there were floods, constant floods in the building for a number of years. And, of course, that doesn't help with the mold issue. But they finally decided that they had to do some re-siding and replace some windows. And our employees that are in the building were even more affected by the dust and the debris from the upgrades.
Metcalf says many employees report headaches and cold or allergy-like symptoms when they're in the building. She criticizes the administration for pulling support for a new state office building sought by Juneau's legislative delegation.
We need a safe place to house our employees.
Jones says a new building remains an option. That's why the state included a shorter lease term in its request for proposals.
It's a 5-year initial term with 5 2-year options at the state's discretion. So all we're obligated for is initially 5 years, and that relatively short period was to allow for the possibility of a new building.
Jones says the Mendenhall Mall space also needs significant upgrades. Right now, the state has only issued a notice of intent to award. That triggers a 10-day protest period during which other bidders can object. Jones says that will be followed by a negotiation period of a couple weeks before a final notice of award can be issued. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.